This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is, OCD.
This is Outkast Radio. I am OCD. And if you'd like to ask Wes a question, you can call in now at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The email is ocdaustin@yahoo.com, and the website is outcastradio.net. Sadly, receiving the news last hour that Robin Williams allegedly dying of a suicide, other headlines making the news, first BRICS Bank, now BRICS Food Bank, Ebola, another Illuminati psyop. You'll find all these headlines at outcastradio.net. Obama seeks to appease pagan gods. Passwords are officially dead. Human microchipping is right around the corner. Ron Paul, U.S. likely hiding truth on downed Malaysian flight MH17. 250,000 Gazans have no home following Israeli attacks. And Ebola quarantine ordered for relief workers returning to North Carolina. Also have the Tony Stewart video of that tragic car crash where he killed another driver. Was it purposeful? Take a look at the video. You decide. But nobody knows what's going on in his heart, so maybe you shouldn't. You can also check out my latest blog, the podcast. It's all there at outcastradio.net. We continue with Wes Saxton, who's visiting us from Livingston. And I want to say hi to all the folks in Livingston listening at KXAX. FM in Livingston. And we were talking about the RFID chip and how it ties into the finances. How exactly does it tie into the finances?
Well, we've been talking since we started about bottlenecking down to a point that ultimately is going to be the where we end up. But a couple of points that I think are really interesting, and I see a lot of surveys on this. A lot of people say, what about the kids? Would you allow your children to be implanted with a human microchip? And if you look at the surveys over the last couple of years since we've been doing this, the numbers are increasing. Every year they go up. Nothing's going down. It's like that creeping gradualism's taking over. People are seeing that, well, I would like to know, the Amber Alert is, does anybody see a license plate? This is GPS, finding where they're at. There's a lot of people leaning that direction, and it's a big question. I ask people that all the time. Where do you draw the line? Where is your line in the sand for RFID? College kids is another thing that, once they get the age of 18, it's like there's a fashion statement that has to be made. Now college kids are taking these chips and putting them in their eyebrows and their forehead and their ears and down their neck, and each one of those chips performs a function. One security, one cranks their car, one does their laptop, security, their logons to the internet. And it's becoming fashionable now to use these in a designer way, and a lot of college kids are doing it themselves.
But you have to admit, they do solve a lot of problems. Let's take the case of an Alzheimer's patient. Let's say your mom or dad does forget to take their pill. What a great way to check up on your folks without having to physically go to their house. I mean, it does solve a lot of problems, but in the end, it's all about control, because at some point, they can turn off that chip anytime they want, and you can't buy, trade, or sell anything.
That's correct. Another constitutional right you have is to vote. You know, here in Texas, there's a new voter ID law. And think about this. You want to vote, but then you got to show positive identification to vote. There's a lot of controversy out there about the count of the votes and who won and who didn't, who counted the votes. And so here's another, you know, we talked about the Second Amendment. Here's your voting rights. This all stems to a point where government says, we want to know who you are, and at that rate, we know where you are and what you're doing. So it's a system that's bottlenecking down. How many times, and you talk about the money, how many times you go in a store, and how many, well, just take me for example. I ask myself, well, what about cash? I haven't actually carried cash in over 2 years. I'm actually part of a cashless society already, and how many times do you go to a store and there's a slow writing, check writing person, and, you know, 10 people back? It's quicker, it's easier, the money is easier tracked, and then there's a greater theory. I don't know if you want to call it a conspiracy theory. There's a lot of those we're going to cover here in the next hour, where we're headed with the money. It's not just how do we get there. But, you know, once we do get there, what is the mechanism? And I think this technology is going to play a big part. What about the school kids here in San Antonio? They went through the big ordeal of wearing the lanyards around their neck so that they're tracked in and out so the state can keep up with the empty chairs. What about going to your favorite theme park, Disney World, Disneyland, where you have to wear the bracelet to get in your motel and pay for your bills and your food? It's everywhere. If you just sit and think about it, every aspect of our life is being encompassed by this technology, and that, I believe, is part of the grand scheme of things. Now, there's another, if that's not enough, with asset tracking, you know, people can track your tools and your equipment, and these things will even send you an email if one of your machines gets outside of a one-mile radius. It's just incredible technology that's out there. But there's another one. It's called, actually two more I'd like to talk about. One is invisible RFID ink. Now, think about this. The invasive way of putting the chip under the skin, this is invisible tattooing. Most people are taking the option, scanners of airports and things like that in other countries, to put this around the forehead or wrist, where it does the same thing as the implantable microchip, but it's invisible RFID ink. You can't see it, but it registers at the scanners in the exact same way. It even emits a signal up to so many feet. The RFID chip has been monitored up to 160 feet, like your border crossings. Take your ID or your hand or whatever, you scan it 160 feet away. You don't have to stand in line. Everybody checks out, and you go on through the border crossings.
Well, and that takes us to another scenario. You know, getting back to the border situation right now, and we were talking about all we need is a crisis. The technology is here. The law backs up the technology. So you have this, and I'll just call it what it is, purposeful immigration, illegal immigration, and the reason they're doing this, and I want to get your take on it, is to lead us into a North American Union, because by bringing in all these illegals, at some point, the public is going to clamor, and they're going to say, Uncle Sam, you need to do something, and at that point, they say, well, we do have the solution. It's a smart card, and it's got a chip inside of it, and this way we can give it to all the immigrants, but at that point, it creates another problem. What's that problem?
Well, again, you're hitting on some things here that's really important. This, again, stems back 2005 through 2009. There was a big push to form what is known as the SPP, the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, which would essentially take Canada, United States, and Mexico, remove the borders, and become one North American Union. Just like they did in Europe, where all the monies came together and they formed the Euro, they had the idea of forming what they call the Amero. Now, before we dive into all the theories behind what's going to happen to the money, I wanted to say a few other things. We were talking about the broad plan. Think about this, and I actually saw this on the internet. If they have RFID chips in everything, including your tires on your car, there is another technology that's out there. It's called near-field technology, NFT. we see the most common application in your phones. You can take your smartphone or mine and yours, flip a switch, and some data that we won't transfer, you just bump the phones together. And that's called near-field technology. It's just transferring data. Well, they have this elaborate system where they can drop these particles from the sky.
Get your tinfoil hat on.
And it's called smart dust. I'm actually not making this up.
No, I know you're not. We've talked about this for years.
Here's the premise. Think about this. During the middle of the night, you drop all these particles.
Okay, let's stop it right there. I don't want you to stop, but we've got to take a break. All right, we're talking about smart dust, which will tail into, I assume, chemtrails.
Well,
it's
got to get there some way.
I know. Hey,
and what does it do?
You're preaching to the choir. I'm just laughing because I know somebody thinks you're nuts.
What it does.
Yeah. Outcastradio.net is the website. Smart Dust is on deck.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's Supernatural Silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, Supernatural Silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Outcast Radio. I'm OCD. You can email me, OCDAustin@yahoo.com. OCDAustin@yahoo.com. You know, when we bring up these topics, there's always a part of me that's laughing, and I know you're laughing too, because you say something like smart dust, and I think, here we go again. Tinfoil hat stuff. But the reality is, smart dust is real. What is smart dust?
Well, the premise is, if there are near-field technology and RFID technology everywhere, then it could help big cities, like let's just say smart dust is all throughout the city and your car hits a pothole and you've got your RFID chip in your tire, it can relay a message to City Hall that says there's a pothole down on 114th Street and 38th. We need to get that fixed. So these chips talk to themselves, and they really do. It's like the, and they can build databases against you in your shopping mannerisms, and they keep up and collect this data, whether you like it or know it or not. But anyway, it's there. I mean, there's applications for that, and that's what they want to do, a well-rounded overall system. Now, I want to talk about something you and I talked about at least 2 years ago, and that's the black boxes. You and I said there'd come a day when you're going to have a black box in your car. I think now the mandate is next year. All new cars have to have it, and then to get your inspection stickers, you're going to have to upgrade and get one in an older model car. What that is, it's not just a – they call them an onboard data recovery system. But basically, they're going to pass it off as a data recovery when actually it's going to keep up with how many miles you drive. They're not making enough money on – gas taxes, gasoline, so they're going to charge a mileage tax. It'll be implemented through the gas station. As you get gas, you pay more by how many miles you drive. That's coming. They may put it off like they do certain things here and there, but that will be a reality soon. Now, the thing that's interesting about that, that number that's relayed in there is a 16-digit number that can be identified to you through all of your identification processes. There's so many monetary applications to the technology, but I noticed the other day I got a ticket, and what they're doing now is to take like a smartphone, you get a ticket, they want to have everyone biometrically attached, so you just put your thumbprint on the smartphone and it's paperless tickets, and you have very few paperless options to pay for your tickets. But it's down to, it's like I say, it encompasses every part of our lives. Biometrics is going to be a big part of our...
Well, and another aspect of that is in Texas, if you want to get a driver's license now, you have to give all 10 digits.
Yeah, it's all 10 now.
All 10 now.
But moving into the money, we talk about the immigration and identification. There is a something we talked about a long time ago called the Electronic Employment Eligibility Verification Act. The short version of that is called E-Verify. But what this means is it's a way of setting up biometrics to know that whoever's applying for a job is legal. The E-Verify system moves into biometrics is what it is. There are certain patents associated with this that I'm watching right now. You know, every year new patents get granted. It's this new technology that I watch. Some of the things that you and I are talking about, people never heard of. But to us, it's second generation, third generation in some cases. But there's new things out there that I'm keeping my eye on. I'll keep you updated so you can put them on your website. But these technologies, the government looks at it and they say, well, we need this for law enforcement. We need this for security. We need this for all these applications for taxation. But there, it goes further. There's technologies and patents now. You talk about things in the news, Ebola, that's a big deal right now. It's very dangerous. It spreads fast. There's some cases over here in the United States. They're not telling everybody where these people are being treated. But there's a sense of urgency to deal with this Ebola problem. Well, guess what? The same company that has the patent for this technology that we're talking about also is fixing to introduce another patent that's been granted. They give it names called Dragonfly and M-Band. Basically, as a summary, they had already established through the government that there was like a $4 billion program up for grabs for technology. What the government wanted to do before this Ebola outbreak, 6 or 8 months ago, is to go to 2,500 of the nation's largest cities and put a air sensing, an atmospheric sensing device in those 2,500 major cities and monitor the air quality for dirty bombs, a threat that we're seeing like Ebola right now, these diseases, airborne diseases. And in the past, it could take up to 14 days to take a sample and monitor it. Now just think if there's an outbreak somewhere in Fort Worth or whatever, and you have to wait 14 days. Well, whoever had that infection has now infected everybody, and it's 14 days later. Now this technology has it down to 30 minutes. So they want to set these sensors up so that they can, you know, test the atmosphere for biological threats, viruses, and things like that. And now all of a sudden, there's a big push, and you're seeing in the news that to get this out there. Well, you need to know if there's Ebola everywhere or whatever the next threat is. And so it makes these technologies even more important to the government. Now, they will technically work only with the companies that they're associated with in these programs. In other words, if you and I started something up, it's not likely we would get that far that fast. But some of these companies have been associated with these programs for since 2005. I think it's interesting to see how the air quality, the blood sugar testing, the identification process, from A to Z, everything we've talked about is wrapped up into a system that solves problems. It's one-stop shopping, and they'll push it as we need this. We need to know where the threat is so that we can attack it. So incredible technology. And when you think of the money, I always say there's 7 billion people on the planet. Most of the planet now is cashless. The technology has to keep up with the rate. And I think now we're moving into an age where every person on the planet does have a smart device, or they do have a card in their pocket that has a 16-digit identifier number. And then you say, well, how long would it take to move into a cashless society? Well, you have a bank holiday on Friday. You take care of business over the weekend. On Monday, all of a sudden, you have digital money. And what is money anyway? It's zeros and ones on a piece of paper.
Well, and when you think about a conversion, you know, in the short term to the Amera, let's say January 1st that this new mini brick does come to fruition, Germany joins the new mini brick and surpasses and circumvents the IMF, and the powers that be make an announcement, okay, we're moving to an Amera. I don't see an actual Amero coin. I see it being called an Amero, but it will be digital, and it will be weighed accordingly or devalued accordingly.
I have an opinion on that. I think you're close, but I can take it a step further. But before we do, wasn't there a presidential executive order signed not long ago concerning sick people? Wasn't there
President Obama signed one a week ago.
A week ago.
Yeah.
Saying that if
respiratory symptoms.
Respiratory symptoms, you could be quarantined. So they take this serious. There's credible threats out there, but if you don't let a good crisis go to waste and you move these technologies to the forefront, what happens? We have an answer for everything. It's one-stop shopping. We have, and just look at this short list. We can solve identification problems. We can solve immigration. We can solve voting. We can make sure legal people have jobs. We can make sure that you can't open a bank account unless you have your new 16-digit number, and you can't hold your job unless you have your new number. So what does that tell you? You can't buy or sell without this new technology. There's medical applications, insurance. What about the policeman that can scan you coming over a hill? If your car doesn't scan, you don't have your black box, what do they? They know something about you already. They know that you don't have insurance because you're not part of the system. All they have to do is say, let me see your hand.
You more details scan at the website, outcastradio.net.
Here I am again in this mean old town.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
From somewhere deep in a bunker, surrounded by a moat, covered with aluminum foil, it's Outcast Radio with Outcast Don. And now here he is, OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. If you go to the website, you'll find my latest blog, The Week in Review. In addition, you'll find the latest podcast and also news about the show airing twice a day, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 9 to midnight starting today. Navy orders Bibles removed from base hotels. Robin Williams dies of a suspected suicide. First BRICS Bank, now BRICS Food Bank. Ebola, another Illuminati psyop. Psyop. Why do I keep saying psyop? Obama seeks to appease pagan gods. Passwords are officially dead. Human microchipping is right around the corner. Ron Paul, U.S. likely hiding truth on downed Malaysian flight MH17. An Ebola quarantine ordered for relief workers returning to North Carolina. You also find the Tony Stewart video. The guy named Richard Seed, who's all about the singularity and says he'll kill anybody who gets in the way. You'll see those videos at OutcastRadio.net. Okay, Wes, so we've gone on for about an hour and a half about all of this microchip stuff. Where's it taking us?
Well, before I answer that question, I'd like to say on your website, the part I like the best, there's a little box there on the left-hand side where you can put your email address, and every time you post a news story, it pops up on your smartphone. I think that's a really cool thing because all throughout the day I get all the headlines. But it does bring forth the question, where does all this take us? and you and I watched this since 2005 as things progressed, but certainly shorter lines at the grocery store.
You know what I've noticed? Speaking of the grocery store, you know, last time I've been in Walmart or Target, cashiers seem to be a thing of the past. It's really weird when you think about it. You see 20 cash registers, and at any given time, maybe two or three are open, and that's it. Everything else is automated.
That's correct, and you know it's taken us to down the road to what we call an electronic digital currency. Now, let's talk about some of the theories behind that. You know, you've already mentioned one that some people believe there will be an integration of the United States, Mexico, and Canada into a North American Union. Now, at one time I believed that, and I looked at that closely, but I think we don't have enough time for that process, and I think things are progressing much faster than that. I think the big benchmark that everyone looks at, particularly the government, is does everyone have the technology to do it? If 50% of the populace does not have their 16-digit application, then this goes nowhere. But I think we have crossed the threshold into a day and age where most everyone, I don't know anyone, including my parents, that are not part of this new 16-digit system. Everyone has the ability to wake up on a Monday and then all of a sudden have the technology to go to some kind of digital currency. Now, there's a lot of theories behind that. How do we get there? And for example, I think that I think back in time, all the research that I did, there was a report that came out in 2009. It was put out by the United Nations. It was called the United Nations Council on Economic Trade and Development. Now, when you say that to people that I read that report, it's like, why did you read that? What person would go to the depths of the internet and read the United Nations Council on Trade and Economic Development? I don't even know why I did, but one night I found myself reading this report, and it fascinated me because there were four chapters. And in those four chapters, the last one struck my attention. It was how the United Nations had planned on revamping the entire global economic system. And it's very strange that ever since I wrapped my mind around that report, it seems like governmental officials have done everything that was in that book, just like it was a playbook. So I did more research on it. You know, I said, who wrote this book? What is it all about? And it appeared to me back in that time, all the way up through today, that there is a global plan to encompass everyone through this technology, through a new 16-digit system, to where the money could also be revamped in a short period of time. Like you say, a bank holiday from a Friday to a Monday, flip a few switches, and everybody that's on board, you have this digital currency. Now, there are a lot of other theories on how that would work. Would there be a percentage based on where you are? But when you look at the headlines, what did we see just in the last 7 days? Russia and China formed an alliance. Russia and Iran inked a multi-billion-dollar deal on oil. When you see the move that China's making, what about this? No one ever talks about. You and I talked about this. The $17.8 trillion debt that we have, that most of it goes to China. China steps in and they say, well, listen, if we're going to talk about a global currency, the next one will be the renminbi because it's strong and solid. The dollar, you know, is what you borrowed from us and never paid back. It's paper and zeros and ones on a computer screen. We want to dominate the world and have that world currency, because right now the only reason that we can run these deficits, $17.8 trillion, is because we can turn the printing press on and print more money because we hold the global currency. Now, what happens when all the major countries of the world get away from it? Then all of a sudden, the dollar is forced down, it's decreased, it's devalued, and then there has to arise another currency. So here's where the theories come in. Will the renminbi be the global currency? Well, the United Nations said in 2009, we're not going to let that happen. How do I know that? Because they printed it and documented it, and you can still read it today. So what is the plan? I did some research on that, and it seems like when this monetary system that we use today was formed back in 1914, there was a person on the board that wanted to call the dollar, he wanted to call it Bancor. So the premise is, As we move into a digital currency, which would be easy to do and everyone would be on board, they will set the exchange rates based on whatever numbers they come up with, and they call it Bancor. And the way it works is, and if you don't believe me, go to your internet and type in what is known as an SDR. That is a special drawing right. What is a special drawing right, and how does it relate to digital money? Here's the way it works. For individuals, it'll be an electronic system. For nations that need liquidity, they will have a special drawing right on a basket of digital currencies based on an exchange rate through the United Nations. Now, this may sound far-fetched, but this has been the plan, in my opinion, since 2009. There are other theories that other people say, well, we'll have to move into a union so that we can solve other problems before we get there and share a common currency. But if you look at the way the world is running, the fast pace and the wars that are out there, everyone say, well, what about the wars? Wouldn't China fight a war to make sure that they get their money back and that they become the country that has the reserve global currency? It's kind of like a hierarchy. Whoever controls that global currency is the big dog, and right now the dollar has always been the big dog, and we can print money because we have that status. Once we lose that status, hey, we're going to wake up into a whole new ball game.
Well, in the wild card, I really do believe, is coming on January 1st when this new BRIC bank, essentially a mini IMF, becomes legal. And they've got $100 billion in it right now. And the way we've been treating Germany, they've been asking to see our gold and we won't show it, and spying on German citizens and the government. Merkel's not too happy with the Obama administration. I could see Germany actually jumping ship and joining this new BRIC coalition and thus avoiding this SDR that Christine Lagarde is going to institute once
ready. I think you're going to see the nations do things like that. You're already seeing it. You're seeing Iran, Russia, China, and an alliance. You're seeing the BRIC banks popping up. You're going to see an effort. You got bitcoins out there. You've got bartering this and that. I mean, you're seeing, what did we, you and I reported what, a year ago, that there were certain states in the United States that have passed emergency legislation in the event that the dollar does lose its status. You know, certain states are making provisions where they will accept gold and silver bartered for goods and services. And so a lot of people are looking at this. It's amazing to me how the secular community's eyes are opened up now, and they say, well, hey, you know, that was a big deal when Russia and China got together. You know, that can have some heavy implications on the market, the global markets.
And well, just in the last 7 days, India struck a deal with Russia. They are now going to make all settlements in their own currencies. You got Russia and India. Russia and Japan just announced a pipeline, Russia and China. And then China and Iran, the biggest supplier of oil to China is Iran, and they're going to do that in their own currency. So it seems like it's already been done,
right.
But the realization is that the emperor doesn't have any clothes. Everyone's in denial.
So that's a good point, that basically most of the large economies of the globe are already getting away from the dollar. And we need to talk about those implications.
All right, we'll touch on that next. In the meantime, if you want to call in, we'll open up the phones. It's 800-313-9443 and the website outcastradio.net.
This one goes out to the one I've left behind.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need,
get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
This is Outkast Radio. I was asking Wes during the break, you think we're getting old? Dan, would you say we look old? Dan lies. Young people. You know he's young enough to be my kid. I was with my daughter last night. She's 26. Eric is 29. Half the people that work here are young enough to be my kid. All the hosts are old codgers.
Damn you, Cloud.
And all the young people in there. All right. We wanted to delve a little bit into transhumanism, a subject that Wes and I, of all the subjects that we talk about, my favorite is the singularity because these people are nuts. But they're brilliant. They're brilliant and they're insane. You saw the movie Transcendence? What did you think of it?
Well, I agree that beside moving to a new world order and a new digitized monetary system, there is a push by the scientists to play God and develop a transhuman. And basically what transhumanism is the integration of man and machine, the M2M. And they are making great strides. Right now with the transhumanism movement, and basically some of the things that are out there right now, a lot of people may not realize it, is they're coming out with these brain chips. Now basically what they want to do, I know Google came out, they're doing patents now on Google contacts that, you know, basically are bionic eyes. But I think what they're trying to get to is moving these mechanical devices into the human to enhance the senses. And, you know, think about if you had a Bluetooth technology, you had a brain chip and a chip in your eye, and all of a sudden you could just blink and go online going down the road. I mean, that's basically what transhumanism is, the movement of man to machine.
M2M. Let's go to Fred in California. Hello, Fred. How are you?
Well, I'm doing really great. I first want to thank you very much for inviting me in to share a lot of work you guys have been doing there. You have some really great material, good shows, and that comes through a lot of research, so my hat's off to you. Thank you very much.
Hats off to Wes. He does it all the time. Do you have a question for him?
Yeah, I wanted to get a touch on currencies. Back in 2008, I met a fellow that had just gotten back from Russia, working 6 years with a central bank in Moscow. He knew fluent Russian, and I was studying currencies. I finally got to asking him, what was the most compelling thing you learned working for the Ruskies in the central bank? And he said this. This is January 2008. He said, get out of the dollar. Get out of it fast. Get out of dollar-based assets. And get into gold and silver, physical. And keep it yourself. Don't store it. So anyway, a lot of people have been probably following that. And I wanted to know what you see, gold and silver and some of the precious metals, and how they're going to fare in the future with this currency changing the way it is.
Well, in the big picture, and thank you for the question. Yes, I've done a lot of research, and I know this stems back many years. And I think what we have to do is look at the overall where we at, where we could potentially be in a short period of time with everyone on board with technology. Yes, we talked before the break about the alliances that are being formed out there with the major currency, the major nations of the world creating petrodollars that's not U.S. dollar and trading in other, like the renminbis and things like that. But what that does, it puts pressure on the dollar. Now, in the event that pressure gets so great and we move into another system, what I believe is going to happen is United Nations will get together. They already have this worked out. They're going to formulate these meetings and tell their representatives to tell everybody that everything's fine. We got this under control. We're not going to let the renminbi be the global currency. We've got this. We've been working on this for several years, and it will be a smoother transition into a global digital system is what I believe, because everyone on the planet now just about has the ability to wake up on Monday morning and be able to buy or sell with a new 16-digit number that can be transitioned pretty smooth. So during that transition, of course, there would be some type of panic. People, you know, panic anyway, and they're going to want something to barter with, perhaps, or they say until everything gets worked out, we can barter gold and silver, which would actually be a good idea. But they're not going to put the global community into a situation that they don't already have an answer for. I'll go back to 2009 to this report. If you get a chance, go to the internet, read that report, and it basically outlines and documents the global networking, the revamping of the global monetary system.
What is the name of the report?
It's the United Nations Council on Economic Trade and Development, 2009 in Geneva. Now, very eye-opening information in there, because it basically outlines from start to finish how to move into a revamped global monetary system, and they do it in that outline in a digital manner, moving to liquidity of the nations to an SDR. So in that transition, certainly you'd have people upset and panic, what is exchange rates going to be, a sense of taking two steps back, protecting my family. I hear I've got this gold and silver that has value. But ultimately, there's a day after all that where commerce begins again, and we pick back up and start over with a new exchange rate. This is already figured out in my
opinion. So there may be a very short window for a very good flip.
That's a good way to put it.
There's a short window for a good flip, Fred, is what he's saying.
Correct.
Appreciate it. Go ahead.
Very much. Are we going into an asset-based currency, or are we just continuing on with the debt-based currency system that we already have that has led us to this point? Thank you for taking my call, though.
You're welcome, Fred. I think, you know, I'll give you my take on it, and I want to get yours. I think when this flip, when the switch is pulled and the dollar is no longer the reserve currency, I think initially you'll probably see a spike in gold, but I think that's going to be short-lived. It's going to be a short period of time, so... And the other part of it is, you know, you might have a lot of value, but what can you practically do with it? Are you going to trade your gold coin for a loaf of bread? What are you going to?
You can't stop commerce and trade. The next day, the fishermen still fish. The farmer still farms. The people still get hungry and need to eat. There's still construction that needs to keep going. There's ongoing programs that you absolutely can't stop. I mean, think about it. What you do for your livelihood each day on Monday or Friday, you want to do that. You want to. You know, you're not going to just stop and pull back and get to a point where everything, you know, there will be that short window of transition.
Yeah, it's a very short flip. But, you know, it's part of the reason I sold my condo in Austin, because right now the market is red hot. But I've been tracking Zillow, and the values are going down. It's a bubble. People don't see it. And I know there's a lot of people coming to Austin, but at some point it gets to the point where it's not affordable. And at that point people are just going to not be able to live there.
Yeah, there's a lot of angles to look at this, but I think everyone like Fred has the question: what's the short term? What's the medium term? What's the long term? Short term, they have worked out a solution. This can be done, like you say, from a Friday to a Monday. Everyone basically is already on board.
So you see them bypassing the Amero completely,
yeah,
but would you agree?
I don't think we have the time.
But do you agree that it would at least be a region under that one currency?
Well, like I said, at one point I thought that would be step one, that we would form this North American Union. But again, I keep going back to a time factor. Things have progressed to a point where we need answers now. We need a solution now. We've been planning for this. We have the answer. We have the solution.
Well, and that's what I see. I see Christine Lagarde, the head of the IMF, with this plan to move into an SDR, like you've been talking about, special drawing rights. But I see variables like Germany being very disillusioned with the IMF and perhaps joining this other BRIC coalition. So, you know, I think they've got a plan, but I don't know if everyone's going to go and fall in order. And that's where I see disorder possibly coming in. Maybe they don't have as much control over this as we think they do. Maybe a lot of this is out of their hands.
Obviously, they're doing what they're doing now. They're forming alliances, strategic alliances, using other currencies. And then the big question, China. How long does China say, hey, our money is solid, why don't we become the global currency?
All right, coming up in the final hour, we're going to touch on the singularity, a topic Wes and I love talking about because it's insane. Outcastradio.net is the website.